You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We're joined by friends of the pod and special guests from Overboard, a Below Deck podcast. We have Sean and John joining us. How you guys doing?
Amazing. Great to be here, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we're really hitting, a sweet swing of Bravo shows and everything else going on. So very happy to be here today.
Yeah, we always have the like best time of year in Bravo. We're approaching the peak for us. It's like,
it used to be Jersey Christmas, but they've taken that from us. They've stolen that.
I know they did. They shifted it. but we forced ourselves. No, I'm just kidding. We watched Below Deck Sailing. Justine really liked it. I liked it more than I thought I was going to. Before we get into talking Below Deck Sailing, would love for you guys to share a little bit about your pod and where people can get you, where you are on social, all that fun stuff.
All right. John, do you want to start or want me to start?
Yeah, so Sean and I started maybe 3 years ago doing Below Deck from a very basic, I think I had like an iPhone 6 at the time, just doing like Instagram lives. And we ended up jumping onto a different platform for a while, and now we're doing our own. So we're at the Overboard Podcast Network. So trying to build up, I think we're killing it on Below Deck. We do some other things from time to time. I would say that Sean and I's live tweeting of Below Deck for the last like 5 weeks. Like, we're just hitting strides here. It was it was a little rough to start, especially with, you know, previous seasons having you could get it a week early on Peacock, things like that. But now that everybody's live, I feel like it's just a community on Twitter, and that's where I spend most of my time.
Yeah, and like
Twitter is fun.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And Sailing, it's the best of the three right now for the past couple of years. So we're
Geneva's going to punch you, Sean. I enjoyed more than the other two that I've watched in the past few seasons. I was pretty entertained. I enjoyed it.
My general issue, I think this cast is good and like the drama happening is good. I guess like my general issue with Below Deck Sailing is it just feels low budget in terms of the accommodations compared to a yacht. Like, I don't want to be in a boat where all of a sudden there's glasses flying by me as we go sailing. Like, I don't know. I just like, for me, I want the luxury of the yacht, you know?
Right.
Do you guys like that they're on a sailing boat, or do you wish the cast was on a yacht?
No, I like that it's on a sailing boat. So we had Daisy on like a few times last year, and we kind of asked like, hey, why are these casts so much more fun than, you know, Below Deck Legacy or Med? And she said like the sailing yachties are just like, it attracts like a less like formal type of person. They're not uptight at all. They're like way more into partying and everything like that. Yeah. So I think the less structure, less formality and all of that, it makes it more fun. I could see that.
No, that makes sense with the cast. Like, I think that tracks in terms of the cast being more dynamic, I think.
Yeah. I wonder what it's like when you're on the sailing boat. Do you think it is more spacious than it looks?
Yeah, I don't think it's tight quarters, really. I mean,
okay.
There's still three levels on the sailing yacht. There's still like, you know, the top level. And then they usually have dinner, like not outside, but undercover. So, yeah, and then there's obviously like the sleeping quarters. So I think if I were to go on it for 3 days, I think I'd be fine. Probably not cramped. So, you know, if anyone from
be okay on a luxury yacht.
I'd be
pretty up on the top too.
I'd be okay. Yeah.
I think there could be a more graceful way of taking people's shoes off. Throw your shoes over here in the box.
It's not great. That is funny. No.
Okay. So here's my thing. If I'm on a yacht, if I'm on a sailing yacht, I don't give a shit. Why is there a black curtain separating, making fake rooms? Like, it's stuff like that where I'm like, this.
Did they requested that?
Yeah, but then no. Like, wait, those people are trash. Way. Yeah, so wait, they are trash.
That's for Erica and Charles when they had, I think when they had their guests, they had so many. Mm-hmm. So I think this sailing yacht, the expectation is that it only holds maybe six, seven. And so I think they had eight. So it's like, yeah, that curtain's not a good look. That curtain's not a good look in like a 3-star hotel. But they're like, what else are we going to do? I mean, the captain's already bunking with like a green deckhand, which doesn't happen in any of the other below deck iterations.
Yeah.
That hurts also, yeah. You know, this goes to my point of like just the low budget nature. Like it's the
trashy below deck.
Captain Lee's not sharing a room. Like it's just not happening, you know?
So wait, Geneva.
I kind of like it though now that I'm watching it.
Yeah.
You're worried they're not getting their money's worth, the guests?
As a viewer, she likes to see the opulence.
If I was the guest, I don't know. I grew up sailing, so like to me,
Greg,
not a novel.
Who knew? Yeah. Joey Tribbiani over here, or Jennifer Aniston.
go over to the club on the weekends. Yeah.
No. Like in Mexico on a shitty boat. So like
she's screaming at her dad, lower the sail, you motherfucker.
Right. Just like constantly dumping like a 14-foot catamaran. But like in general, I don't know. It's just that it's a novel. I guess for some people, sailing's like a luxury. To me, it seems like more like we're going back in time. Like there's a reason why there's a powerboat and I can like go fast places and like get where I want to go. I don't know. It seems like a day activity, not where I would want to be for multiple days.
Mm.
But that's just my personal.
They do play the pirate music when they're sailing too. Yeah. So it is, you're going back in time, but I don't know. It's like, it's cool, it's like is luxury but like not in a stuffy way.
It
attracts that type of person, I think.
And I do how love do guys... it the be- I was gonna say, oh, go I do ahead. Love it like the beginning of every season there's like very poor communication between the captain interior exterior as to not only when they're sailing but like how far they're gonna is it heel. And I was just like, there's glass there, like Captain Glenn will be like, all right, we're gonna go sailing, and then it's like there's glass everyone's got glass in their hands. The chef's like putting tortillas together. Like there's no coordination. And then everyone's shocked that things are falling everywhere.
I know. Wouldn't they give them a heads up that the table's going to fall over?
They're in this most previous season. So I remember Glenn told everybody they're going to go, but it's not going to be heavy. There's not a lot of wind. Like you shouldn't notice a ton. And then all of a sudden they're like ready to like flip over. And Daisy's like, what the hell? And Glenn's just like, whatever, man, I don't control the wind.
Yeah,
is that why the chef cut his head open too?
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
I'd be pissed. Okay.
If I ever have to see a literal like seeing a piece of scalp like that, to me was horrifying. Like especially with the hair like still attached to it, like a piece of a baby hair you would say like when your child first gets a haircut. I don't know, it was horrifying. I couldn't watch.
Looked like a chunk taken out.
Yeah,
they seem I would have gone home. First aid training. Yeah, I would be gone. Yeah. It seemed like they were just wrapping his head super casually. Like, you're fine. I'm like, this needs more attention.
Can it get infected? I mean, let's worry about this a little more.
It totally can. Like, the last place you want an infection is, like, near your brain.
And your head's pounding and you're still supposed to cook for these jerk-offs. Yeah. It would have been better to just let them be screwed off. I don't know. He's a trooper.
I tried to reach out to Chef Matt from most recent med season and be like, hey man, if this happened to you, what would you have done? Because he would leave at like the drop of a hat. And so like my knee hurts, I gotta go, or, like all this. And then like you've got the chef over here, Marcos, like he's gushing out of his head and he's like, yeah man, but I gotta make dinner. And then you got Matt like if we're going the wrong way, he's upset.
Oh, it's crazy. Superficial. It didn't look superficial to me. My God. No. That was some fresh
drinkings.
Right.
The next night. Like, it's like, it seemed like very
that is not a good idea
with a head injury. No, it's crazy.
A major head
who's
injury.
Your guys' favorite? Like, who do you really enjoy on this cast? Are you happy Daisy's back? We like Daisy. I think she's great. How do you guys feel about her?
Yeah, I don't want to speak for Jen. Daisy for me is number one. And I think Chief Stew is kind of the show a lot, most seasons for like any Below Deck franchise. And I mean, since Med and Legacy lost like Kate and Hannah, they haven't been as good, frankly. And
it's true.
Yeah. Daisy's, she's like a great narrator of the show also. Like she's the main character to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like her. Her and Gary are fun.
Yeah. Daisy, I think we're a very pro Daisy podcast. So,
I think
Sean and I are in the process of getting some hats made that just say pro Daisy podcast, not even advertising Below Deck at all, just letting people know where we stand. But I do think, so I've said this before, but I think a franchise can only go as far as a Chief Stew can take it. So like, if you have like a C level Chief Stew, that can get up to a C, but it can't go further. So Daisy's an A in my book. And what I do love about basically her and Gary is that they're their department heads and they're all about partying. So it kind of like sets the tone for everybody else. It's not like, you know, some of the other like Chief Stews that have been around recently, either they, you know, go to sleep early, or Eddie wasn't really that much of a partier in the last couple seasons. So it's like Gary gets like booked up all the time. And Daisy's not, Daisy like drinks to forget real quick. And like everyone else kind of takes that as like their marching orders. So it just, I mean, obviously the last episode's like the hot tub, everything else, it's just been unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's good at her job.
Yeah.
You guys are telling me a little bit more. I may continue past like the episodes I watched. We'll see.
And the bronzer on the seat. Oh, and my God. I just love how she treats Glenn, and he wants to clean it up. She's like, I gotta get out of here and let's just do it tomorrow, Glenn. Yeah. And his seats are just trash. Yeah.
I also love him, like when the mom, she's like, listen, walks up to the guy, she's like, somebody did that and we're all gonna have to pay for it.
It's like, no, I'm not.
So delusional. I love good guests. Like I love when the guests are, I still remember it was one of the Below Deck, I think it was the Med seasons, you guys will probably remember the guest, he was like an older, like he looked like a Hollywood guy had spent way too much time in a tanning salon. He was like in the hot tub and he insisted on all these bubbles. He was like all fucked up in the hot tub.
Right? Oh like, yeah. The phone.
Remember that guy? And then he was like riding the jet ski when he wasn't supposed to. Like I love guests that are a mess. And I feel like these guests were like the fighting between them, the guy, the hairdresser's husband who hated him. I mean, that was great TV. I love that.
That was top notch.
I almost feel bad for like the crew when it's like, all right, like Erica and Charles came on like to be a problem. And I think like everyone knew, like the producers knew, the staff knew, even they knew. They're like, yeah, we're just going to come on. We're going to be a problem. It's going to be good TV. But there's just like, it's like, there's like this animosity towards them at the end of the day. Like I hate watch that episode with them more than I've like paid attention to any episode I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're very hateable. I mean, the way he was like the night before, this is the greatest food I've ever had. And then the night like, it's like, fuck this food. It's terrible. Like that was, I mean, it was hilarious. It was just disgusting. And, what did she call?
The hairdresser's husband.
I think Daisy called him
was
uncultured.
So
oh yeah. He was.
Yeah.
He's on the, oh, it's great.
He goes up to him at the beach picnic. Like, you better fucking watch yourself. You don't really get that on Below Deck. People keep it together. I loved it. And they're in the cabin. Like, I can't handle him. She's just obviously gets paid well from Erica. And she wants to keep the client.
Yeah.
That's like tough. Person.
If you're Erica's hairdresser, do you allow her to like book you anymore? Or is this, or like, I mean, this relationship's over, right?
A, her hair Erica looks like shit.
It doesn't look great.
Whoever's doing her hair, like if that's your selling point. I thought her hair looked it looked rough. But I think you have to, I wonder what she's paying her. I mean, she's on a yacht, so she's got to be getting fairly well compensated. So
does Erica have? Is she smart enough to see that they don't like her husband and she doesn't want to work with the hairdresser anymore after watching these episodes? Or does she even catch on? Is she too stupid?
Well, so I have a theory. If you have a bad vacation with someone, friendship's probably over, right? Like, because.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you know, you're taking time off of work, you're spending a lot of money. If the vacation goes poorly, that's the friendship.
You never want to see them again. Yeah.
Because they ruined a vacation for you. So,
So true. All right. I'm thinking you guys are going on a yacht. we like to talk about our ideal Below Deck situation. So who's your, the two of you have to go together, so you can't pick other people, but then you can add on, you have six people. What's like your kind of crew like? What are your food preferences for your trip? Have you thought about this before?
So wait, like our personal friends or like the crew?
Yeah, just like who would, are you bringing your significant others? You bring it, are you doing a boys trip? Like, what does it look like for your group? And your wife, your fiance may listen, so think wisely.
Yeah, well, I'm getting married this year, so I can make this my bachelor party.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You know,
that's a nice out. Okay.
I can't do that to her. No, I'd bring Sarah. John would bring his girl, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then maybe our friends, GK and Matt and...
Yeah, just like some of our buddies. Like, it's just going to be
Rebecca,
like,
from Albany.
Who's your chef? Who's your chef? Who's your chief stew? Who's your captain?
So, Daisy.
Okay.
Jen, are we going with Rachel, a chef?
Yeah. I mean, Marcos, yeah, Rachel. We've seen like six episodes of him, but Chef Rachel, she's the best chef in Below Deck history.
Yeah, I know. For sure.
So, Eddie's been my favorite, like, bosun type guy forever.
Okay.
But I really like Gary now too. So it's I'd go it's Gary, pretty tough.
Yeah. I feel just, like Rachel and Gary would be a party. So I think that's a nice
yeah.
Yes.
Right.
I feel like Eddie would fit in better with my friends, but Gary. I'm gonna go with Gary. Kind of
Gary fits in with anybody. Yeah.
Sean, do you think your relationship with Sarah is strong enough to withstand 4 days of Gary?
Yeah,
I mean,
well, she'd be blowing Gary by the end.
I would, I think she. Chef Ben would be more of a problem than Gary for her. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Chef Ben. Okay, and
yeah,
are you open food wise? What's your like? Are you guys doing a beach picnic? Do you want family style food? Do you want plated food? Like, what are your requirements?
So I'll take this one. So in the last episode, there was a beach picnic and they were basically given like sandwiches and aluminum foil.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up a meal, like a sit down meal to like have sand between my crotch and like have sandwiches and foil. I'm not doing it. Yeah. I know like Rachel did a good one where I think there was like a pig, like there was a pig roast.
Yeah. The roasted pig. Beach. Yeah. I remember that.
Like that seems pretty cool, but I can get on a
You're only on a yacht for a few days. You can go
have
to the
a
beach
cocktail
anytime.
On the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Go to the beach anytime. Just put me on the yacht. I personally just want like a bunch of golf balls and like an 8-iron and I'm just hitting them off the deck. Biodegradable, of course, but it would be like
kill
a very
the dolphins.
I think there's an episode of Seinfeld where Kramer hits a golf ball into the ocean and it like goes into a whale.
Yeah. I want to slide up too.
Okay. And
if
is
possible.
Your approach
always have
your approach blacking out for 3 days and like staying up till 3 a.m. or are you guys more the like we're gonna go to bed after dinner and wake up early and be rested? Like what's gonna be your approach on the yacht?
So I want to catch at least one sunrise. I don't care how I do it, but I want to catch one sunrise on the boat.
Yeah.
I'm probably let's have dinner. Let's have a bunch of drinks, get in the hot tub and then I'm out. That's about all I can stomach. Sean's more of a night owl than I am.
Yeah. But if you're on the boat though, like at a certain point, you're just going to want to go to bed. I think it'd be cool personally for me to like go to a bar from the boat at like 11 o'clock or something.
I like that too.
You are a night owl.
Yeah. I feel like that's only been done like once or twice when it's just like all single guys on the boat, but like,
yeah, they don't do that a lot. I know. It's true.
I know it sounds fun.
I just like changes of scenery a lot. So
go to like a little beach bar or whatever and then get on the Tinder at 2 a.m. It does sound fun. Yeah. I love that.
All fucked up, right?
Back to Erica and them. Do you think that the tip was affected by the bronzer or was that already situated, you think?
Oh, yeah. No, that was affected, I think.
Which is like so shitty because those are two different costs, right? One of them goes to the crew. You shouldn't be thinking about how much was this total out of pocket. It should be.
Yeah.
If we have to figure that out, we'll figure it out later. But you guys did a great job and it just didn't work out like that. I don't remember a tip being that far off of like average in a long time.
Yeah.
That was like terrible. Season one, like 2013 Below Deck tip.
Yeah. And you could tell that they knew it too. The way he was counting that money earlier, like when he was like getting it ready, you could tell he was going to shortchange them.
Do you think they get invited back, or they shouldn't be allowed back on? Or are they just good TV that they'll be invited back?
No, because I think at that point you're like, I think Daisy would be genuinely upset with production if they brought these people back. And I don't think, like, you know, it's a pain in the ass for everybody. And I think it's just like, if you want to keep Daisy happy, which I think this franchise has to, like, I don't think you bring these guys back.
Yeah. I think Erica was on last season too.
Yeah.
Was just like her girlfriend. So I think two seasons in a row is probably enough.
Yeah.
Would you guys want Erica back for a third time?
With the husband. Yeah.
Yeah.
The husband's hard to watch, but he's such a nightmare that he is actually, it's better than some boring guests. I don't know.
What if Charles comes with the boat next season? Like, he's on every charter. He's just like the plus one.
Just the guy in the corner just talking shit. That'd be great.
Yeah. You know what I like? You know what I like about the chef, though? He's very even keel. I don't know how good the food is. Now with Rachel, everybody just blown away with her food. So it's hard to really think that anyone is good, like you guys said, against Rachel. But the first guest, when they just wanted to keep eating and eating and eating, he doesn't get angry. He just is, it's almost like a challenge, which is kind of nice to not hear a chef complain. Can he be as normal, nice and even keel as he's coming off, or is he crazy? Because it seems like every chef is crazy.
Yeah, it seems like he's got a lot less crazy than others. It's interesting because Marcos mentioned in a previous episode that, like, he used to be a chef for like one of like the dictators of some country. I forget. Sean, correct me. I forget what country.
Venezuela.
Yeah. And so, like, I think that's like a high stress environment, because essentially he was saying, like, if you try to quit, or like he doesn't want you, like the dictator doesn't want you there anymore.
Yeah.
Like you're, I don't know, killed, right? Maybe I like, and so like, I don't here he's
find out. Yeah.
Yeah. Here he's just like, oh yeah, no, like I overcooked the steak, whatever. Like, he's really
good point,
but I think it's a lower stress environment for him. And so he's like, whatever. If they need more, they need more. The consequences aren't really anything. So he's a good chef.
Yeah.
Really like
him. He's just great for the vibes of the boat too. Like, I just like having him around.
He's so likable. And then when he's gauzing up his face, I was just like, wow. And then every time someone would put the hat back on the wound, like, why are people treating him like this? His head was, there was a chunk taken out.
I'm telling you, it seemed like no one had their first aid training at all. Like, Daisy's I don't know what to do. It's like, what the fuck? You should know exactly what to do. Shouldn't you? I don't know.
Yeah. Wasn't someone just like touching it? Like, Colin is just.
Yes. Oh, that's his skull. It's like, the fuck? Why are you touching his head? Oh, it made me very uncomfortable. So are you guys watching Below Deck Down Under or whatever it's called on Peacock? And if so, should we be watching it?
So I haven't seen it yet. Okay. But I know, but like, I do have Peacock. I'm very pumped
shocked,
for it.
Sean.
I know. I'm kind of waiting for like a few episodes to pile up, but I love Aisha. She was all time great. Stu, like Below Deck, Med season 4. I'd want her on my dream vacation as well. But so I'm just pumped for that. I love the theme music. They have, you know, the Down Under by, is that Men at Work playing in all the previews?
Okay.
I love Australian stuff, so I feel like it'll be good.
Yeah, and Australians are just like, seem like a blast. Yeah, and they have a young captain too. Yeah. Young captain, way. So like, is he gonna hook up with the girls? Maybe.
Yeah,
I think this has been an interesting, like,
I mean,
so this is obviously the fourth iteration of Below Deck, and I feel like this one, it's like, just so far, like what I've seen, and I haven't like watched full episodes yet, but you know, watched clips and things like that, and looked at reviews. I think this is probably going to be the best first season of any iteration, because obviously all the other ones had like Below Deck Legacy. It's like, nobody knew what they were even doing at this point. Below Deck Med kind of had its stumbles, and then Below Deck Sailing Out wasn't very good. I feel like they're going to nail it as far as being like the first season. This is going to be the best first season ever, which, you know, is great, but I need it to get onto Bravo, like on Peacock. Well, it's just too tough to,
I think,
like,
if they had the sailing, this cast on this, the sailing cast, really, I wanted to keep watching the Below Deck Under. What is it? Down Under. It's okay.
Yeah.
Aisha, I kind of want to push off the boat after a while.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's so great. Oh, I can't do this. Like, you can't be that happy all the freaking time. And with her as the chief stew, I don't know what I want to see her snap. And if she doesn't, I really get angry.
Okay. Too happy for you. Okay.
I will
say her, unrealistic.
Her Justine take.
I will say her voice does get to me after a while.
You know, I know, but
I know it's something you can't help. So I'm not gonna like hate on her for it, but I'm just like, it's a lot of
Asian
time.
The enthusiasm can, no one's that happy.
We'll
all
do
the
it
time.
For you. We'll, Justine will do it for you.
I'll have to see like as true. It goes on.
The Peacock strategy on Bravo is weird to me. Like we're now seeing, like, I just am not sure what they're doing because, like, for example, we watched Miami, which was phenomenal. It was on Peacock. Now it's on Bravo. And then we watched Girls Trip and it was on Peacock and now it's on Bravo. It's like, I guess they're trying to bring people over to Peacock and then it's not working. And then they're like, oh, we just got to put it everywhere. I don't know what the strategy is. It's just very odd.
Or is it like kind of like training wheels for Bravo? Like they basically try shows
on Peacock.
Trying
to see if something can be elevated. Yeah.
And they're like, that's a good point. Yeah, this is Bravo content or this is Peacock content. Right. They can figure out after season one or two. But the one thing Sean and I are going to run into is like if let's say they bring on Down Under into Bravo, like we're doubling up at that point because you'd have to have two Below Decks going at some point. So I know like Real Housewives, didn't they figure it out? Like, don't they do like two Real Housewives at the same time?
Yeah, they got three or four sometimes. Yeah.
Which is unbelievable. I mean,
which I think they're overdoing it. I think if they gave us a break, it would make the ratings higher. If they only gave like everyone one or two, I think it's a little too much. Yeah.
Oversaturation. Yeah. Okay. Last question on Below Deck before we talk a little Summer House. I'm very interested how two straight men found your way to the Bravo spirit Below Deck. So how did you guys start watching it initially? And like, how'd you decide, like, I love this enough that we want to do a podcast?
So I've been kind of a Bravo guy for a while. I like Top Chef, Chicago, Las Vegas, like the early seasons.
Yeah.
Then, Vanderpump Rules, those first two seasons are just some of the best TV ever made.
Oh my God. We might have to do a callback with a recap of the old days with you guys. I didn't know you like Vanderpump Rules.
So, and then Southern Charm, I'll try that. And like that show is so weird. Like the early seasons of that are so weird.
Oh, Southern Charm is gold. Yeah.
It was great. Like T-Rav, man, that guy. And then
Dark and Delin, the TV was great. It was good.
So, and then I started watching Below Deck. I think I was like hungover one day. It was just on. I'm like, what's this show? And like, just kind of just kept it on. And I would have it. Me and Johnny used to live together and I'd have it on the house a lot.
A lot, and, by the way.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. And then John, when did you like officially get into it though?
Like, well, so I quarters.
Yeah. Oh God. Don't get me started. I don't, my bed's like 20 feet from me and it's never been made. But so Sean was really the gateway drug for me into Bravo. And it did start with like a little bit of Vanderpump Rules. And then we did really get into Southern Charm. And then Sean was watching Below Deck this entire time. And then like during the pandemic, I had watched it with Sean, but then during the pandemic, I bought like a knockoff Peloton that didn't have like a screen. So I put my iPad up and I just like ripped through like Below Decks, all of them. And I'd be like, and then like, it would, you know, I'd be like, oh, Sean, this so-and-so from like season two is like kind of funny. And then Sean would send me like a paragraph back and be like, yeah, throughout the season, things happen. So like, and then I'm like, how many times? And Sean's watched like every season, like four times. So I'm rocking, like, I'm getting through like second time on some, but the guy's just a workhorse. So I just like ask questions on the podcast and I let Sean take it.
Love that. That's great.
That's
okay. So. Yeah, that's nice. Summer House, Sean, you watch it. John, you've now watched one. Sean, what do you like about Summer House?
Well, so the first like season, I'm like, oh, this show's gonna get canceled. It's not good. The second season wasn't good either. The third season, when they like bring like Paige, Hannah, and Jordan in, was like a little better. And then I think the fourth season, when Luke and Jules are there, it just kind of kept getting a little bit better every season, and now it feels like it's a pretty big show now.
It only took 10 years to get it.
It's just an easy watch.
Like the early seasons were cool.
Wait, you like the Workus twins?
Oh, I just,
well,
I
we're still thinking early... about it. I still think about them every day. So there
I think about her throwing that watermelon all the time, like
in her and Carl's face. Like,
I don't know. The desperation it, then. I think her I like really,
it's weird
to be fertilized.
Yeah, I like early shows where it's like they don't know yet what they got or what they don't have, and like kind of the messiness of that, which I feel like why as Lindsay continues to be great television is because like she will never change from being entirely psychotic, and it's just great television, right? Like sometimes when people are on multiple seasons, they start to see themselves. The best reality TV show like stars never do. Like they continue to be as ignorant as
Right. It's funny though, like none of the characters have ever been that likable. I mean, I like Lindsay a lot, but everyone else, from the start,
Kyle, like I hate him, but I love him. It's so hard.
Kind Kyle of. In the unicorn costume. I mean, that's like, there's just few people who will truly, and then he changes into the prince outfit and he's like dead
prince
ass serious.
Was
like,
awesome.
It was great. And it seemed like it was good, 15 degrees. Like they were all sweating their ass off. I just love the commitment to a theme they have. Like, not we're standing next to a pool. We're not going to get into the pool, even though it's 100 degrees, because we're in costume and like we're going to stay in costume. Their commitment is amazing to me.
It is. Really nice. Kyle, Luke, what's with Luke's costumes? Like the pirate stuff? Luke. What a weird guy, right?
Really weird guy, but I love
him. But I do love him. Yeah, I'd spend my life with him. I'd leave my family to go be with him.
I feel bad for him because like Hannah's not on the show anymore, so Luke has nothing to do. Like he might as well not be on the show.
If he was cute, he wouldn't be probably.
Yeah, I think it shows that like he got played by Sierra and Hannah by like being portrayed like he was this like pimp asshole when really he's like, I think he's just kind of a dude who like is not super in tune with how he interacts with women. And like, I don't know. I just feel like he seems so much more likable now that they're gone, or that Hannah's gone particularly.
What was your take on Hannah and that situation?
So I don't like Hannah. Never have. She wasn't bad TV or anything, but not for me. I don't know. What like
she's terrible.
I don't know what she really liked playing tennis. She was a lot. I don't know.
I'm surprised.
I'm trying to figure out why I hate her so much. But
I know she did really come across hateable, and Bravo's not one to just get rid of people. They really tossed her to the wind, and she's gone. You don't see her at all, and she must have pissed somebody off. But I'm surprised.
Kyle. I think Kyle
Paige is getting Winterhouse. She's really flourishing, becoming the star of Bravo, and she's dating someone in Bravo.
Yeah, Paige losing it this episode, the way she was yelling. I mean, I haven't seen her like that really ever. I mean, this episode. So, John, you watched this episode.
Yeah.
Was this the only episode of Summer House you've watched?
Summer House, Winter House, all of it. So I knew.
What did you think?
So I knew the only person I knew was Paige.
Okay.
Because I don't know why. So I feel like I've met her before because she grew up in the same like area as where I had lived. And I genuinely feel like I saw her on TV and I was like, oh, I know that girl. No idea where I know her from. But
probably
I
the limited like two ads when she was younger.
Maybe I was going in those stores a lot. So that and Claire's.
So happy you know that limited two is. My husband be like, what are you talking about?
So I do think that the show, so I like the show. I feel like they figured it out, but at the same time, I feel like I watched a very, like there was a lot of action going on in this episode. I'm not, you know, I'm sure not if every episode is like this, these people aren't going to last. But I had a question about this. So he's on a mountain here with Vanderpump Rules, where he thinks like what they're currently doing is not working, in the sense that like he wants a full reboot. So he's like, I know like there's old cast, there's new people. He wants a full reboot. At what point, like Summer House. So I know there's been, you know, conversations here. First season was better. Second season was better. Now, when do we get to a point where like, it's been like, there's been new people added, but there's still some old, like, is there a reboot? Like maybe two seasons from now, like what's the shelf life of the show?
It's getting close. I think Vanderpump is, I stopped watching Vanderpump. Like it's no longer watchable to me. Summer House, I still love because some of the central characters are still bringing stuff. But I think like we talked a little bit about Kyle and Amanda now getting married. Like, is this where maybe them and Carl leave? Like there's, I think there does need to kind of be a, I don't know, like a leveling or something to figure out what it's going to look like. Right. So it's hard because the show could be Kyle and Amanda still are very central, but it could, yeah, it could wrap, but Lindsay's still, but see now Lindsay's with Carl, Lindsay's sober. So like, I don't really want a sober Lindsay.
It depends on the show. On really what, how they end up taking it.
Yeah, exactly. What approach it takes.
And like
with two couples.
I mean, I think it's probably, I think it is a, probably a bad sign that, like, I know everyone hates Austin and Craig on the show, but they're there for a reason because you're not getting drunk Carl anymore. The guy that was shouting like more life at people or is getting fired from his dental job or whatever. Yeah, he's not anymore. He's a healthier person, but like as a TV character,
not as good TV. Right.
No, like
it could just be meshed together. Yeah.
Yeah, it almost could. I mean, it could just become like, honestly, we've talked about this. What Bravo needs to do is a dumping show for all of the like thirsty people from all the other shows to go into a house, like a real world, like a girl's trip, but just of Bravo spirit. Put them in a house for the summer, like get the best people from the youth shows, like not
Winter House was close, but not
Winter House was close, but they added too many people, I think. Yeah.
Didn't they try that?
The approach to take.
Didn't they try that with like Bachelor in Paradise, like ABC did? Like,
yeah, and people love people like it. I mean, we don't watch The Bachelor, but people love that.
I mean, I feel like I would turn off that show and be like, wow, that was a lot. Like there was a lot to take in. A lot happened. I don't know. Maybe
like, I love a show with, I love a show like Below Deck has this too, with like the secret cameras. I love just like cameras everywhere that Summer House gives you and Below Deck gives you, where you're seeing like just them in the elements. Like even Luke, when he was in that costume, he like walks in and he was like, fuck, get this off me. He's like battling his costume. You know, like I love
probably
little moments
so
like
humid
that.
And hot too.
It looked hot as hell. Yeah.
And Carl and the Prince Charming long itchy shirt. It looked so
See, I'm over Carl. I'm really
I am too.
Guys, question. Jason. He was just cut out of the last two episodes.
Or that's his name, right? Alex.
No, Alex.
Is his name Alex?
Yeah.
Alex. Wait, okay.
Yeah.
Find the other guy in the
Kyle
the house.
Said that maybe there's just so much going on that Kyle, like I talked to him, that they just didn't follow him, and he's obviously a bore. And I'm glad.
Very boring.
I don't care.
Me too.
It's like the second daughter of Family Matters. She just disappeared.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good season so far, but I don't know what they do going forward. Yeah. I think season four was their best season, when Carl tried to kick Jules out of the house because that Barry's boot camp girl didn't come to the party.
Wow, we're on such different pages.
Yeah.
I loved Paige's episode and Danielle. I thought this episode was gold. And
oh, me too.
Psychopath dirtbag with a chlamydia dick and alleged.
Yes. Alleged. I love that. No, my favorite, this episode I thought was Hall of Fame. Few things. First, Danielle is a great friend. Danielle and Lindsay's friendship I like truly believe in, which you don't see a lot on TV. Like she'll ride for her even when she's being absolutely ridiculous. And then I also loved Ciara and Lindsay battling. And then Lindsay, do you remember this? She walked into the shed, or she went and hid somewhere. And like Ciara was like, oh, you're being like a little bitch hiding in the shed. And Kyle's like, that's not a shed. Like all drunk. Like I just love love the drunken fights they go into. And then like Carl, like even Carl tracking his pizza for 3 hours while everybody's fighting, just like obsessed with his food. It was layered. I thought this episode was great, but I kind of get your opinion.
I can see your guys.
I think
they're
at a precipice of where they have to figure out what the direction of the show is going to be, because you can't keep adding in lames that like an Alex, like that brings nothing to it. So I don't know.
Everyone doesn't watch the show. It's not me and Geneva have been on board since day one. I don't know why, but we can understand.
It'd be interesting to see what the ratings are like. So I know Below Deck Med's getting like a million people watching it. Or Below Deck Sailing Yachts getting like a million people. I haven't seen what Summer House is getting, but Bravo's obviously moved them into the top slot. That like 9 o'clock time is the top slot.
9 p.m. On Monday.
So it's got to be doing better than a million.
Paige and Craig got on Watch What Happens Live, and that seems like a big deal. I don't know.
They're the couple. I feel like.
Yeah, I actually kind of like Craig because he was made fun of all the time on Southern Charm for every season.
Yeah.
Yes, and like, I was thinking this when I saw his book. Yeah, I saw his like book being advertised. I'm like, fucking Craig is laughing all the way to the bank. He was like a failed attorney. They were just laughing at for like four seasons, and now he's like, what, a bang and a page?
Naomi was like so mean to him.
Oh my God. He's been, I mean, I've always had a soft spot for, a soft spot for Craig. He's kind of losing me a little bit how him and Paige's relationship is playing out. But it is amazing. Like the fact that now he's like on HSN and shit. And like, he has a law practice. I don't know. It's very odd.
That seems fake, but like when he's on Summer House, him and Austin seem like the number one guys in the house.
Yeah.
Love him or hate him.
Yeah.
Where in Southern Charm, he was like the guy that Shep made fun of.
Yes. So exactly. He's like the side character.
Yeah. It's seen. I don't know. It's, I'm kind of happy for him. Southern Charm is coming back soon, right?
Is it? I don't know.
Yes, it Southern is. Charm is coming back. Yeah, it's coming back this summer.
Sean, is that also due for I don't really watch it anymore, but
it kind of had its rebirth.
Yeah. Yeah. So Justina had like a nice like restart where it's just kind of like new people. I wouldn't call it
nice, but
this season will be very telling. Yeah.
You need an old. Yeah, well. You need another old guy. They need to find another T-Rav, because like having an old rich weirdo on the show was kind of
it's hard to find him. He was so hateable and just so unapologetic and just showed it all and so gross. It was really good TV.
Right. Yeah. Like he's like a Tennessee Williams character. He's like, he's from a different time. Yeah.
I just have to ask you really quick about Vanderpump Rules. Katie and Tom breaking up. For some reason, I look at Katie on just from Instagram, and I like her so much more. See, I would like to see a single Katie on there. What do you think about the Toms and Katie and all that breakup? And I need your opinion on Jax and Brittany. How long do you see them staying married? Those are my burning questions.
Okay. Katie and Tom have been together forever. So like seeing either of them single, that wouldn't be awful TV. Like I'd be a little interested in that. Their relationship was always kind of doomed, right? I mean, he cheated on her a lot. And then like, you know, it was when they both got drunk, they were pretty awful to each other. So I wouldn't hate seeing them single for one more season just to see what we get. Jax and Brittany, I gotta tell you, I as bad of a guy as he is, I miss Jax. There's something about that guy.
Oh, he's great TV. Oh yeah.
Great TV.
Just like his interviews, like he's so stupid, but like just like him trying to figure stuff out in his brain, or just like him, I don't know. I miss having him around. But
he was,
I'm not,
that's how we feel too. It's not easy to say because everyone's thinking it.
Yeah. But I don't, him and Brittany together isn't my favorite thing though. It's,
haven't they been together for like at least 5 years now?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I think they may ride this shit out long time and just be like a D-list celebrity couple. Yeah. They're always doing some like low budget promotion. I have no desire to keep watching Vanderpump. Like I think I'm 100% checked out of that show. I could care less. Like I think it's dead.
They need to work. They need to work at the restaurants. Like why was that so hard?
Now,
like,
because I think it's now, if now they know, right? They know the power of being on the show. So anybody you get from even if they recast it, they're going to be a bunch of like actresses. Like it's becoming like the veil. Hills. I almost feel like. I think it's just a vehicle for a promotion rather than like a true group of friends. Or you know, I think that's why Vanderpump always be gold the early seasons.
A restaurant in the middle of the country with a bunch of young people.
That's what I'm talking about, like Ohio. You know.
Yeah. So I've been thinking about this. So I live out in Colorado, and like these mountain towns, these like small mountain towns.
Yes.
Like,
that's what I'm talking about.
When they like triple in size, like Telluride, like like. Just
Tahoe,
put, like,
shit like that.
Yeah, like even these like small mountain towns, and like what if they can film for like 3 months? That's a full season right there. And
it'd be great.
I think they do that because plus they're doing like most people who work out in these mountain towns that like just come for the season. They're in like dorms or they're in like these like small confined areas that like just brings the havoc.
Awesome.
There we go. They tried to do something like that. Remember. Remember just
they did.
There was some
Timber Creek Lodge.
No, there was a different one where they were like catering. They were doing tailored experiences for people. Yeah.
Left her kid with her mom. And the whole time it was just depressing.
It was like Below Deck, but on land.
Yes.
In Whistler.
Timber Creek Lodge.
Yeah. Yes. Whistler. In Whistler. Okay. Yeah.
You're right.
I actually like that show.
It had potential, but I think
I don't remember Johnny enough to right give idea. A good opinion.
Show. Right.
And it's also like one of those things, like how you mentioned the difference between like Below Deck. So Below Deck, like you actually need to know what you're doing on a boat. There's a skill there.
Yes.
Right. Versus like being, and granted, I'm not hating on anyone who's a waiter at all, but like you can learn that skill easily. To be a great waiter, it takes a while, but to be like a serviceable waiter, you can pick that up quickly. So like the barrier to entry is a little bit different, but you know, if you say like, oh, you have to live in Telluride and you have to live in this dorm, you're not going to get people who are just like, you know, if they're all about the glitz and glam, they're going to want to live in a dorm for 3 months, work at a ski resort. Right. I think you're going to get some of that like genuine. Yeah. And I think it could work. Let's pitch that, Sean. Yeah.
And if shows all right, last 10 seasons, that's okay. If these people,
I think so too.
Once they get their, yes. just keep it rolling.
That's what Netflix does. We say the Bravo job they'll do one
executives
season.
Are lazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why we get no people. Nobody would so hard. Yeah. Nobody wants to, but they don't want to find new housewives. That's easier just to keep rolling the same crap.
Yeah. So I guess one last question. Why the Real Housewives? Like, why isn't there a Chicago one? Isn't that weird?
A great question. There's a lot of cities that they are missing to me. Like, I think there needs to be like a Pacific Northwest. Like, it could be Seattle and Tech, or it could be like Seattle, like crunchy granola. You know, like there's some pockets
Even
of America.
Colorado
that would
be great.
I'd
love a Pittsburgh.
I'd like it to get trashier. We don't need.
Yes, me too.
Or just try it out. I don't know if I need the glitz and glam.
Like, do you need a Rochester Housewives, Justine?
Yeah.
So I think there should be like a Saratoga one in the summer.
Yeah.
Or Saratoga. Like, or like on the West Coast, like a Del Mar.
Yes.
You know, because like, I don't like, Saratoga's not great in the winter, but like for 6 weeks a year, it's awesome.
Right.
And how much do you need to possibly film?
Weeks. Yeah. So maybe. Absolutely. And I would love like a true South, like, I want to get into like Tennessee money or Kentucky, you know, like something like that would be good too. I think they're a little more afraid now of like putting six Trumpers on TV.
Texas.
They're screwed up.
I think Texas has a lot of potential.
The four of us need to be in a strategy room and we'll get Bravo together.
Yeah.
So it's just weird that like there's a Potomac one, but not a Chicago one. Like, I feel like they're missing some big cities. Yeah.
They are. Yeah.
So I was thinking about some other shows the other day. So there's obviously, you guys do Love After Lockup, right? You guys do podcasts.
That got
on that.
Dark last night.
Yeah. I just follow your Twitter rather than like watch the show. So
good.
I have a very vague idea what's going on, but I was thinking like, why don't they, could they ever do like a Love Before Lockup or a Love?
They did.
Yep. Okay.
They've done both. Now, yeah. There's all
we're they're 90 following the people in.
Now. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now here's one you haven't heard. Love During Lockup.
That's what they did it.
Get out of here.
Did it.
Is it about the guy? Is it about the person in jail or the person
out of jail? Both.
So well, no, like, they don't. They're not able to like docu-series like some of the jail shows on Netflix. So it's mainly about the person out, but their relationship. And like,
I think
and they're
the
on the phone. The person's calling.
Yeah.
They're calling them and they're on the phone. And then you hear it wasn't as good as when they get out, but.
And I am like 5 years late for some great ideas. There's actually,
Love During Lockup. It's like the Jailbirds. Have you watched on Netflix, the women's,
Please watch Jailbirds. If you did not,
is it That's Orange exactly is the New Black? Is that the
no? This is the real life version. Like, there's two seasons. 10 out of 10 would
it's
recommend.
Dark.
Okay.
No, you have to watch. It's they meet through the toilet, so they fall in love. Like they're so it's like county jail, so where it's like 12 stories of buildings, and so there's like central toilets, and so they talk and communicate through the bowl, they call it. They're like, we met on the bowl, and then they'll go over to the toilet and they'll be like, hey love, and she'll be like, hey, and they're like talking through the toilet. You have to watch.
And whole snack commissary and it's food. Really
That's what you're looking for, John. That's what you're looking
all right for. I'm into it. I was not to bring up Seinfeld again, but I was watching the episode where George dates a girl who's in jail. And he's like, this is the best relationship I've ever been in, Jerry.
And then she's getting out.
And she's getting out. He's like, oh, she did a drop by. So it's a very dated reference. But I'm like,
oh no, never. Seinfeld. Yeah. You can talk about it at any time.
So there's every iteration of Lockup before, after, during.
Yes. Yes.
All right. I had some other Love is Blind, but it was it's not as good. I had Love is Short, and it's just tall girls dating short guys.
I love it.
And it's
only if we can watch that. I mean, I always go to that, but I would need to see the logistics.
Oh, here she goes. She needs to see the actual sexual activity.
And then picking the man up.
Hey, short kings are kings too, all right?
John, Netflix would buy that in a second. The algorithm. Yeah. People would love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. It's always fun. I feel like we'll have to make this a reoccurring basis. We'll check in on each other, but you brought us in
like the boy versions of us.
Yeah, right.
And now I'm getting into talking through the toilet. So you guys probably
there we go. All right. So listen, if you watch Jailbirds, hit us up. Let us know what you think.
Get an episode of Seinfeld ready for after Jailbirds. You need to bleach your brain of some happiness after, because it's dark.
I like how
Can you share your Twitter where people can follow you when you live tweet?
Yeah. So we got a couple. So we have @overboard_pod. And then so we live tweet that one. And then whoever's not live tweeting on that one, Sean and I have our own. So @BelowDeckSean and @BelowDeckJohn. So I don't know how we kept those. I don't know how there wasn't a Below Deck Sean who wanted that on Twitter that was on season 2 or whatever.
That's good.
But we got it. So
all right, good. All right.
You don't have Instagram for your podcast?
Not yet.
We're working on it.
Yeah, Instagram's tough.
It is.
I'm just lazy. I don't do anything
on
my own Instagram, yet alone.
You're a man. That makes sense. Yeah.
I need to get better at memes. But
I keep calling you boys. I'm sorry. I mean that endearingly. You're a man.
Thank you. You're the first person to call me
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for joining us. And we will talk soon.
Right. Thanks, Neva. Thanks.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Oh, what do I say? All right. Let's talk a little Jersey. How did you feel?
I enjoy it.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Good. I believe in the whole Jen shit. Some people think it's fake, but she seems very upset. Do you believe it?
If this is fake, then she's like a great actress. Because I also believe it.
Right.
I actually entirely believe the narrative that she's presented, which is like,
given
their cultural background and like the standards of how they're supposed to live, that it was like, and being pregnant shit, she just like threw that shit under the rug and never thought about it. And like, this is why I continue to think Marge is a terrible person, because she did that. But also, like, Marge has no storyline on this show anymore, other than her sole role is to talk shit to everybody and to tell everybody what everybody said and start shit. But she has no, what's happening in Marge's life?
Right.
The home renovation for the past 5 years. Like, she has nothing as a person. Her only purpose is to be an asshole.
And her little minion.
Yeah.
I do feel like she does feel bad for Jen in that moment, that she didn't realize that she was going to maybe destroy 5 little kids' lives and their whole entire family.
Right, but I guess like you're a trash person then if you didn't think about that. Do you know what I mean? Is. Like if you just thought it was like
the
a funny
thing to say.
The way
that Jen acted in the heat of the moment, I guess it would be different, I guess, if Jen didn't act the way she did. I feel bad for Jen, but she almost asked for this to happen by the way that she has been.
Oh,
acting.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying
that's
like
the
Jen
only reason.
Complicit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. But I just think like, I just, there's, there's some, like, just the way she does, she approaches this episode about the cheating rumors and Teresa, like, we are now a year and a half past this, but you're bringing it back up to Jackie. You're bringing it back up to Jen. You're bringing it back up to everybody. It's like, why are, this is
a year and a half past what situation?
Teresa talking about Jackie's husband. And like,
oh, I know. I'm done hearing about that.
You know what I mean? She asked Jen about it. Then she tells everybody what Jen said. Then she's telling, you know, about the cheating rumor. It's like, enough, Marge. Like, either you guys, you moved on from it. You know, Teresa's ignorant as fuck. She's never going to say she did anything. And you guys all know the shit she does. So it's like, you got to leave it.
Yeah. And I would feel like Margaret was more, I guess they're on a reality TV show, but when she's in the parking lot, if you broke down to me about your marriage, I wouldn't go tell five girls in a parking lot, she's just really upset over her marriage breaking up. And they just don't think that their marriage is going to make it, or whatever she said. It's like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Black coffee and Snickers creamer. Did you catch that? She put in Snickers creamer.
And a shit ton of creamer. Like, I was like, is she gonna be able to take a sip of that coffee?
That shit is nasty. That type of creamer is so gross.
Ugh. There's just something. She's really changed in my mind from, like, I thought she was like a central figure to now I just find her kind of an asshole.
She's falling off. Constantly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's hard to watch and hard to listen to. And it is very fake. It does come across very fake.
I know this isn't popular, but I love Teresa's big dick energy coming into this tree thing. Like
she's nuts.
Like, the way she came in and she's like, listen, I'm not in a good mood, so this is not gonna be good. Just saying. It's like, oh fuck, you've never said anything more
holding
true.
The bags.
I loved it. I just with she's in the bags, worst mood ever.
I fucking hate y'all, but I'm bringing the gift bags.
Here's my new line. Put it on Instagram. She's just
in,
like,
that hat.
I don't know.
She the way that she was staring at everyone and just dogging the whole situation. Yes. While she's in front of the people that own it and she's on national television, just like, this is stupid.
When she's like, this is the dumbest thing ever. This is not safe. Blindfolded walking across this shit. I was like, I thought it was hilarious. I love
I agree. I don't
want
to do
that.
Anything like that.
Fuck no, me neither.
Take me to all. A spa to just, bond.
Yeah, yeah. She's coming in. She came in hot as fuck. And then when her and Margaret start going at each other at the end of the episode and she's like, you look like shit. She starts charging down the hill at her. It's like, Marge, don't fucking run away. Teresa will beat your ass. Like, I feel like her yoga Zen shit is fading and like the rage is returning.
Well, what happened before? What pissed her off so bad? Is it the girls or did something else happen?
I think it's dumbass Tracy talking shit. And Teresa, like, does not play, as we all know, with people talking shit, like, about her, especially when she feels like, you don't know me kind of thing. Like, that's, I think that's what she's really pissed about. She came there particularly to rage at Tracy and fucking come for her. And I think that's what we're going to see next episode, which I love. And I'm on board because I think Tracy should shut up.
I hate
that's
Tracy.
Name, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrible.
I think so. I hate her.
Yeah.
Me I too. Wish she wasn't no around. Problem. Tiki talking to the husbands, I guess, was interesting, whatever, because he's Tiki Barber and he's a freaking he's somehow on this dumbass TV show after you have a legendary athletic career. And right, now you're right. You should be on freaking ESPN calling Monday Night Football and you're an idiot. I mean, why are you on this show?
When Teresa's like, I mean, there's rumors that Tracy, you know, she
was a nanny.
I wasn't asking those questions. It's like, yeah, you don't want to piss. You don't want to activate Teresa. She's going to come for your ass.
And she says she wasn't the nanny, hilarious. But there is definitely something sticky there.
Yes, 100%.
And I get that it is all on the man. Tiki is the one in the relationship. But how can you ever keep that in the back of your mind that he left someone 8 months pregnant? That's just such. It's just the worst thing to do to someone.
100%. There is never a special place in hell for people who leave someone pregnant, cheat on someone pregnant. Like, that is, again, like, they're literally carrying your fucking child. It's unbelievable.
Go to a rub and
have respect for 9 months, then fucking do it. You know what I mean? Like,
go to another town, park, and go to a rub and tug. Nothing fascinates me more than sitting in a plaza of a 7-Eleven. You see a guy pull up and he walks in sheepishly quickly to the, you know, it doesn't say rub and tug, but a lot of these places, I don't know what's happening, but
yeah,
I love it. I love to fascinate about that. what was I going to say? What do you think about Dolores and Teresa? Does Dolores, what's their real friendship?
I saw this. Dolores was in, is in LA. I saw on her Instagram with Caroline Manzo and they're
a
trip together or something. I don't know.
Weird. Caroline Manzo looks terrible. What happened to her?
I think maybe they're
like Miranda with the gray hair.
Yeah.
Dye your hair red.
Same thing.
Sorry. I mean, gray hair is nice, but
yeah, I agree. I think there's something with Dolores and Teresa that's like they are old friends. They're not like constant friends, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, you know what I think they would in a crowd fight, they're going to defend each other and like, you know, they know a lot about each other and they're like friends, but I don't think they're like calling each other all the time. I don't know.
It's Dolores. Cause like the fact that
she didn't know her and David broke up, you know, like it, I don't know.
I thought that they were going to be tighter and somehow she's tighter with Jen. Is Teresa going to flip out about Jen saying, who knows, it could have been pretty much implicating that Teresa was the one putting her up to it.
Yeah, maybe. Teresa seems like she's going to freak out over everything.
Did you find it interesting that Jen said she finds a certain comfort in being friends with Teresa? What did she mean by that? That she stays on the show if she's on Teresa's side, or Teresa's such a force that she gives a lot of, you feel love from her?
I wondered that as well. I don't know.
Interesting way to put it.
Yeah, it is. Oh, how about the Jackie conversation? Her husband
needs to.
He needs to say that shit
to
her. What
he really feels. Yeah.
Yes. Because when she's like backing out of every option with the therapy and then is like, essentially, I'm going to go like once a week. And he's like, all right, good. And then you can. But then in the confessionals, he's like, this is terrible.
Why is he yes manning her?
I don't know. I guess maybe because she otherwise she would do nothing or something. I think he's just trying to get her in the door, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, Tyler tells me what he feels, even though he shouldn't. I bought a Dum Dums bag for 400 lollipops because it was just the best deal on Amazon for these dumb lollipops, and I was eating probably on my 30th lollipop at 10 p.m and I'm like cracking my teeth. It probably is the most annoying thing you could ever hear, and Tyler's like, you know, you shouldn't be eating all those lollipops late. And I'm like, what do you think, I'm fat? What? And so
and you can go ham on a candy.
I can. I crack my teeth. Like, I got hard strong the pain. Teeth. I know.
God. What do you mean 30 lollipops? That is not good.
I was cracking. I know it's bad. I got to cut myself off. But those Dum Dums have a really delicious flavor. They really have kept it good.
They do.
What was I going to say?
Like the only place I get those is the kid's haircut.
Yeah. The UPS store. I'm trying to bribe Vernon into potty training with the lollipops. He doesn't give a fuck. So I think she needs to be impatient, and it's just hard as a mother. You hear her, that mother shit with the, oh, I can't be gone another 9 hours a week. It's like, quit this fucking show, go get impatient and get healthy. She does look way healthier on Watch What Happens Live, so I'm hoping she's,
oh good. When he really said pretty. Like, what's 9 hours for your life, right? Like I think that's the realization she hasn't come to yet, which is like, this is critical for my health and my family's health, even if that means I'm gone short term, you know.
Crazy. And Marge and her conversation with Marge seems to kind of want to tell her the truth there, but that's a hard thing to say.
Oh, I also love Dolores before, when they were all talking before Teresa arrived. She's like, listen, I'm just going to tell you guys, she's coming in hot today. And she's coming for you today too, Tracy. Like, just like, then I feel like in moments like that, like Dolores has such a deep understanding of Teresa. Like, that's one thing you know about the two of them is like, or at least Dolores with Teresa. I don't know if Teresa has the depth to understand like Dolores, but like Dolores gets Teresa. She gets what triggers her. She knows when she's going to fucking flip out. She knows when she's happy. She knows when to step off. That's how she's maintained the friendship with Teresa. It's like, she understands what not to talk to her about, I guess.
I think they were like really, really little kids together. And
yes, they have a long history of understanding.
It shows that Teresa was nuts even at that age.
Yes. And so was Dolores, right? Chewing through people's fingernails.
When is Dolores going to show us that though? she showed us a little bit, but she's pretty even keel. Gets along with people, forgives people, moves on.
Yeah. Growth. Yeah.
What's David, shut up. Leave the mom alone. If you're breaking up with somebody, what's this whole David wants the mom to move in?
Yeah, that was
weird.
He's
dating but I think somebody.
Him being at the hospital and stuff is very sweet. Like, I give him major credit for, like, he obviously cares about the family. Like, him and their relationship isn't
supposedly
good.
Supposedly, he's
like
dating one of Louis's exes now.
Oh, that's
God, something like that.
Huh, interesting.
But if he doesn't have time, if he didn't have time for her, how does he have time for? It's a whole weird situation.
It is. It is.
Teresa was in the hospital, supposedly get her appendix removed. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
my dad had
also
his appendix removed like randomly.
Really?
A while back. Yeah.
And also, Louis filed for bankruptcy. Does she go through with this wedding?
Well, bankruptcy can be an avoider, but if she doesn't have a prenup, she's a dumbass.
It's
dumber than I ever
sign.
Thought she was.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, all right, guys. It's a long episode. Hope you suffered through it with us. We are excited because we have Bridgerton coming soon. Love it. I watched the first three last night. I'm enthralled.
Oh, wow. The first three last night. Good for you.
Love After Lockup. Everything's coming down the line.
Does it seem like Bridgerton's still as strong as it was the first season?
Yeah, it took like one episode for me to be like not missing the other, like Daphne and what's his face. But then I got into it and it's great. Love it.
All right. Okay, good.
Just something very comforting about all those characters. I love the time period. I love the clothes. I love the music. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, listen to our Temptation Island. Love After Lockup. I almost don't want to watch anymore. It's too dark.
We have to talk about the person who DM'd us for Temptation Island telling us something about Julian. Did you see this? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, guys. We love you. We'll be back.